Hi, this is Victoria with Service Dog Success, a podcast for all things service dog. And today I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind lately, and it's about when to spay or neuter your dog. Now, if you get your dog from a shelter or a rescue, most times the dog's going to come spayed or neutered. You don't get to decide, right? However, what we ask from our puppy owners is that you hold off as long as possible, and that you want to wait for the growth plates to close, right? Because if not, you'll find like the dogs grow funny. They're going to have more joint issues, ACL tears, knee issues, hip issues, and we don't want that to happen. So we want the dogs to reach their fullest potential. So we ask for you to hold off on spaying and neutering until the dog is at least 18 months old, preferably closer to 2 years old. Now for males, people think right away, oh, but he's going to mark everywhere. My males don't mark. Like the personal males intact that I've had, and that's been two Malinois and Bert. That's the puppies that we have here until they're, you know, 6 months old. They don't mark, because we don't give them the opportunity to mark. Instead, if it's potty time, it's potty time. And if we're walking and they stop to potty, we're like, no, we're gonna continue on down here. And then they might have the opportunity to potty, right? So if they wanna potty on every tree or on every bush or on every fence post, that's not something we permit, okay? For girls, yes, that does mean two heat cycles, usually two heat cycles. The first one for our Goldens is usually going to be between 10 months old and a year old is usually when their first ones come. And then 6 to 8 months after that, usually 8 months and then 6 months, right? So first one's going to hit between 10 and 12 months old. What do you do whenever your female's in heat? Well, some people get diapers and have their dog in diapers the whole time. I don't do the diapers. I don't do the diapers for a couple of reasons. And one is you have to take it off every time they go outside to potty. And two is because I want it to breathe down there. So we have diapers here. We had actually got them for Gypsy for her first heat. And one of our team was outside and I put the diaper on her. And she had just potty and I took her outside to show her with the diaper on. And she peed in the diaper, in the panties. So it was kind of gross. But that was the last time I did diapers for the dogs. Now, like I said, we do have them here. We have a few different ones just in case. But my service dogs don't get worked while they're in heat. They get some vacay time. My house, the only room that has carpeting is Luke's room. The other rooms have wood or tile or laminate. You know, we don't have just carpeting that they're going to drip drop on, because that would be gross. They might get more crate time. You know, we pop the crate up in the bedroom for them and they've got more crate time during them, because you know how it is whenever you have your period. That's what heat cycle is, right? It's a hormonal flux. And we want those hormones. Like, those hormones are good. And guess what? One of the issues is, could be, is that the dog doesn't have the right hormone, and that leads to behavior issues, right? So we don't want that to happen. Instead, we want them to have full access to all of their hormones and full use of all of their hormones, okay? Before we spay them. But when do we spay? When do we spay? When do we neuter? Like I said, 18 to 24 months old. I do recommend talk to your vet. Have them do an x-ray if you want to. Make sure growth plates have all closed. And then it's a perfect time to spay or neuter. You can live with the dog with an intact male. Just don't let him around intact in heat females. Oh, that's the other thing. The girls can't just get pregnant whenever just because. They only get pregnant like around their heat cycle. Now, there can be silent heats. So, yay, fun stuff for you guys to know and be concerned about. Now, a lot of, you know, daycares and such won't allow them in if they are intact. And that's fine. I don't like daycares much anyway, doggy daycares. So when, though, is the right timing for the girls? Now, there's ovarian spaying ovary sparing surgery, where it's basically like getting your tubes tied instead of the removal of everything. So supposedly they'll still have access to the hormones and everything. I don't know too much about that. I don't know how that all goes. I don't know if she's going to still be thought of as sexy to the boy dogs. I don't know. I haven't looked into it all that much. And then there's vasectomies for the boys. And again, I have not looked into that all that much, right? For the girls, and here is key for timing. Are you ready? For the girls, if you're going to spay your girl, you want 3 months after a heat cycle. Why? Now, this is where I geek out. I love this stuff. 3 months after a heat cycle, because here's how heat cycles work. It's different from in humans. In humans, we ovulate and then we bleed. With dogs, they'll start spotting and then they'll ovulate. So a heat cycle can run 2 to 3 weeks, and you'll see the hoo-ha swell. We'll go with swell. So we'll have our girls, they'll like show us so we can kind of keep an eye on things and see. But sometimes our boys tell us before the girls tell us, right? Then we start taking them to the vet. If we're going to breed them, we take them to the vet to have a progesterone test done. Now, progesterone is one of the hormone, one of the fertility hormones, we'll say, we'll go with for girls, right? So check the progesterone. When it hits a certain number, that's whenever she ovulates. 2 days later is prime time for breeding for puppies. So we just found out that Sorka was bred to Oliver, and it was just confirmed that Sorka is pregnant. So we're very excited. Now, like I said, it could be 2 to 3 weeks into the heat cycle from the first spotting of blood before they ovulate. Could be 2 to 3 weeks. And then once we breed, right, we go from that ovulation date, and it's 9 weeks out from there. So it's only a 9-week gestation for the girls, which is pretty awesome. Just about 2 months, right? 9 weeks, 2 months. Okay. As the pregnancy continues, right, the progesterone goes higher and higher and higher and higher. And right before delivery, it plummets. The progesterone numbers plummet. So you can actually do a reverse progesterone test on the girls to kind of see where they're at and if they're getting ready to have the puppies. Now, I haven't done this yet. I haven't looked too much into it because we know when they ovulate, so we can kind of, we can guess out when their due date is. And then if they're having a bigger litter, they might go a little earlier. If they're having a smaller litter, they might go a little later. But there's only a 5-day window for safe delivery of the puppies. And that date is the 3rd day. So like we have 2 days before, 2 days after of wiggle room. So, you know, like as long as we get to that date, you know, that 2 day before, we're good. And it's, you know, something that breeders keep in their head, right? But we have the 9 weeks, and then, like I said, the progesterone plummets, and then they have the puppies. And then once she starts coming into heat again, the progesterone will start increasing again. So if we take the 9 weeks gestation and we take the 3 weeks of heat, that's about 12 weeks, which is about, if there's 4 weeks in a month, it's about 3 months. So what I'll tell people is if you're going to spay your female dog, from heat cycle, count out 3 months. You know, I mean, let your vet know too and everything. But that's going to give you the lowest amount of hormones in the body. And that's going to be the best time to spay. Okay. And she still gets the hormones. So you could do it after the second heat cycle if you wanted to. If you wanted to wait until 24 months, plus then the next heat cycle in 3 months after that. But there are complications that can happen. And I've heard it happening 3 times lately, if they spay them too close to whenever they're starting their heat cycle. And that is, let's see if I remember it right, the uterine, because they remove the uterus, right? So the stump where they remove it at, right, the stump that remains, they'll cap it. And apparently sometimes the caps can come off and then the dog will bleed internally, but they don't realize that. And this is what happened with Roma, who was the mama of our 2 poodle litters, is whenever she was spayed, her uterine stump came off, she was bleeding internally. But the vets, she went to, I don't know how many vets, how many emergency vets, how many specialty type vets for this type of emergency stuff. And they couldn't figure out what was going on with her. And then they finally figured out she was getting blood transfusions. You know, we didn't know if she was going to make it. And then it was a really high vet bill. So even though she's been released and she's with her owner and everything, like, Hope covered the cost for that, you know, because she was an amazing mama for us and we take care of ours, right? But it can happen. And so if you spay your dog, your bitch, and she's just not acting right, maybe she's lethargic, maybe her gums are look like she's anemic, she's just not doing right, have them check. I think they have to do it via an ultrasound or a blood count check, platelet count check, but have them check and see, make sure that uterine stump is good, because they did not catch it on Roma. And this isn't something you can test for. This isn't something because she's a poodle. This isn't something because she, there's something wrong with her. This is just, and it's not that the vet did anything wrong. It's just really a bad luck of the draw. So what can we do about that? Maybe, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't have any information on this, but how my brain works is I'm like, maybe before we spay, we just have them run a progesterone on it. And if those numbers are like zero, you're good. If those numbers are like 0.5 or 2, don't do it, because that means she's coming into heat. We actually had one of our puppies who's, how old is she now? Probably about a year and a half old. They had, were talking to me the other day and saying that they were going to take her to the vet and get her spayed. And they got to the vet and she's in heat. So I said, well, that's good though. Now you can count out 3 months. This is the beginning of April. So we have April, May, June, July. We can get her spayed, right? Because that's going to be the better time to spay her based on hormone levels and less risk of complications. Now, love vets. They're great. I'm not a vet. I'm a breeder and a trainer. So I can just tell you my experiences and what I've researched with breeding. And I tell you, if I knew then what I know now, like, it would have been so fantastic, but I didn't. You know, whenever we were trying to get pregnant with Luke and everything else, you know, I'm like, dang, if I'd have known some of this stuff, it's so fantastic. For example, and here's a little more information than you probably want to know. I have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. They've tried to fix it with metformin. I don't respond good to metformin at all. It makes me really nauseously sick and gives me really bad stomach issues. So I don't take metformin. But there's a hormone imbalance, right, that leads to it. But instead of fixing the hormone imbalance, we just give you meds. So, you know, I guess I'm lucky I had Luke, because a lot of people with PCOS don't have any children because they can't. But what if the female body got the same attention as the male body? I mean, there's boner pills. But PCOS, it's like, well, metformin or bust. Too bad. It looks like you're screwed. It sucks, right? It really does. But for the dogs, so many dogs, plural, like male dogs and female dogs, are spayed or neutered when they are young, as in under 6 months old or around 8 to 12 weeks old. That's babies. Can you imagine if we spayed and neutered human children at 6 months old, or hell, even at 10 years old? It's ridiculous, right? But we do it with dogs all the time. So you're left with different classifications, right? You have the intact males, you have the neutered males, and then you have the adolescent neutered males, who don't understand maybe the hormone stuff. The intact males are going to smell funny to them, especially if they haven't been exposed to them. And I've had intact males, I've had intact females for a while. 7 years, 6 years, 5 years, something like that. No more. Yeah, probably 7 or 8 years. I've had intact males and intact females. Whenever we were at the train, you know, like, we neuter and spay our dogs if we weren't going to breed them. But when we had the training center, we'd have intact males. If you had a female who was in heat and you were doing group classes or privates or whatever, they could come out. We'd work them around intact males. I mean, it was my intact male, but, you know, occasionally we'd get a couple intact males on the class, and that's, they learned to live with it, right? They had blue balls, but they learned to live with it. we didn't let them run and play together. That wouldn't be good, because it can happen lickety-split, but it's good for a distraction to a degree, right? So, but it's something to keep in mind as you're looking at the long-term plans for your dog, okay? For your dog, are you going to, when are you going to neuter or spay? What age? And then can we tweak it a little bit more? So if you're thinking, yeah, okay, 18 to 24 months, I can do that. And then maybe the dog gets to be a year old and you're like, it has to happen now. Well, at least they've had a year's worth of hormones, right? But then we've got the 3 months after the heat for ideal conditions for the girls. Boys, you don't have to worry about it. They don't have heat cycles, right? Lucky ducks. So when are you going to spay and neuter your dog? And now remember, I'm not a veterinarian. I'm not a vet tech. I'm a breeder. I'm a trainer. This is information I have learned and I have found fascinating. So I wanted to share it with you guys to hopefully prevent bad things from happening to your dogs whenever you go to get them spayed or neutered, and that you can spay or neuter at the appropriate time, not just because. Now, here's the next thing. Just because you have an intact animal doesn't mean you have to breed them.